The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi there. My name's Jeffrey Nils Gardner. Thank you so much for listening to The Museum at Tomorrow. If you want to learn more about the show, go to nilsgardner.com. That's NILSGARDNER.com. You can also support the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/nilsgardner. I really appreciate any support you're able to give independent audio work like this. Thank you so much, and enjoy.
Yeah, it's really scary. A lack of control.
There's a line. No. Trees. No. A field bordered by trees. No. A field of plowed and harvested crops.
But yeah, so that's why it was so striking and stunning that said to me, you're going to be just like your mother. You're going to be alone. You're going to look back at this in 20 years and it'll be the worst decision of your life. Because I believed him. And I did it anyway. So the word alone... So the word alone.
There's a set of drawers.
The number of times I've, like, even as an adult, not as starkly, but, like, not been in a relationship and, like, had a, like,
softball shaped like a human heart.
Sobbing, moaning, screaming, crying, like hair-rending, wailing kind of a freak out because I'm alone is... more than once.
Orgy, the mighty, mighty Bostones. A feather from freshman year in high school. A gift from a young metalhead girl who seemed impossibly worldly and cool.
I probably need to bring it up in therapy.
A small pewter wizard.
But yeah, so there's that.
A gift from a godmother. Unspeakably valuable now.
Like,
I thought about it. I was like, oh, no, I'm staying here. Like, I love you to death, and I would, like, go anywhere with you, and I would do anything for you. But if you're asking me what I want for me, I want to be here. I don't want to move. I don't want to move again. I've moved too many times in my life. And I don't want to start in a new school. And I don't want to try to make new friends because I'm terrible at it. I think that, like, I'll just make it work here.
And the building just dwarfed me. I am here alone. But there's a door. It swings open. I walk out into the hallway.
And you know, when my mom was doing her art pieces, it was down this pathway. It was like a detached garage, but it was like sort of like maybe a half block, half a Chicago block, the building, the outbuilding was, which was her studio. And she would be upstairs in the studio. And if I woke up and I was alone in the house, and it happened all the time, I'd wake up and I'd be alone in the house, and I would just freak out, and I would have to like pad, you know, as like a 10, 11 year old and 6 year old and however old, pad down this like, you know, half block in the middle of nowhere in the dark, and bang on the studio door because it was locked and I was locked away from her.
I'm standing in front of a massive frame. The painting is larger than I am. Tall columns stretch back into the distance. Lions and thinkers guard the foreground. There is water here and some green, but not much. One woman stretches her hand out to a dog. The dog does not see her. Three women focus on the children and their care. Like the dog, the child does not see them. Slinking off into the distance is a man wrapped in red cloth with laurel leaves on his brow. If he has had a victory here, it cannot be seen in the painting. There are people looking in through the ruined hole in the ceiling. It has become a skylight. They watch the people on the ground, pointing them out. Everyone in this painting is reaching for something. Carved blocks the size of people litter the ground. Some of them are displaced from the stairs. Others seem to have fallen from the ceiling. Water pours from a man's face below a god. She alone is looking out.
The beginning of this story, to set the scene,
a small hallway,
is it's the middle of the summer, and it's one of those weeks where it was like 100 degrees for 7 days in a row, and it's hot and sticky, and it hasn't rained in like 2 straight weeks.
I walk out into the hallway.
And then, as it starts to get to be dusk, suddenly
I look closer.
There's a thunderstorm.
The
entire sky just like opens up and starts torrentially pouring. Okay.
Another painting. This one, too, is set in the ruins of an ancient civilization. The architecture dwarfs the people. Lions stare introspectively at each other. Philosophers without names, carved in stone, seem to be urging for gentleness, but below them, an old man begs two younger men for help. Their body language does not say that he will receive it. A pair of stone lovers, carved into a block, share more intimacy than anyone else here. The man in red cloth is back. A stone spire looms behind the scene. somehow more ancient than the ruins it is enclosed by.
I am completely and utterly alone. I close my eyes.
And you know, I'm not very good at being alone.
I open my eyes.
Even now. But...
I close my eyes.
I moved in an apartment by myself in Rogers Park. And with my dog. Hero.
The hall does not go away.
And I held him every night. And I was so scared. You know, when I was a kid, if I was awake and everybody else in the house would go to sleep...
I've never seen this place before.
I was so afraid of being the only person awake in the house. Of being
and
alone in that way.
I cannot be among
that
these carcasses anymore.
If I thought that was happening, or if I woke up in the night, I would sob inconsolably for hours. Because I was so afraid of being alone. And this happened until I was like 13. This is not like...
zigzagging my way through this labyrinth.
Early childhood stuff. This is like
art
broken
everywhere.
Kid stuff.
A trove of beauty, and I do not stop for it. Left, straight, left, right. Double back, right. Double back, straight. As I pass things, I am terrified I will never see them again. I stop. I am deeply and profoundly lost.
I feel like there is something I've been trying not to see all my life. I think I'm ready to look now.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.